Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. For tonight, September 1st, we have a wonderful show planned. We are speaking with Kaitia King. And before we speak with Kaitia, my sister Denise has some things she wants to share with us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty News. First off, Facebook created their very own polish. I don't know if some of you may have heard about this already. They created their very own polish, Social Butterfly Blue. It's only available at their campus store at Facebook in Menlo Park, California. Just thought I would bring that up. And Beauty Talk's doing another giveaway. We have a box full of goodies. We're giving away the Modern Craft collection of lip bars from OCC. This wonderful fall collection consists of 6 boldly decadent new shades of lip tar in 3 innovative textures. The collection is available now at Sephora.com and will be available in the next week at OCCMakeup.com. To win, you must follow us on Instagram, and we are at beauty_talk_media and at OCCMakeup. And then you must repost the giveaway post using the hashtags #BeautyTalk, #OCC, and #Sephora. The winner will be selected on next Sunday, September 8th. And speaking of next Sunday, we will not have a show next week because we will be traveling. I think we'll actually be on a plane during the time of the show, so we will not have a show next week, but you can be sure to listen to any and all of our archived shows. Just join us here at Blog Talk Radio. And you can join us back here live on Sunday the 15th, where we will be joined by the Powder Group. Jane Vincent from the Powder Group will be talking to us Sunday the 15th. And last but not least, Shea Moisture unveils its first ever hair color system, The Art of Color. This permanent hair color system creatively connects personal style with contemporary art. It has 12 moisture-rich hues and offers ammonia and sulfate-free hair color infused with natural ingredients such as soy protein, certified organic shea butter, certified organic glycerin, and flaxseed oil. And this collection is available at Target.
All right. Well, I just wanted to remind everyone, if you are calling in with a question or if you have a comment, the number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. You can also join us in the chat room, and my sister Denise will get your questions and comments from the chat room. She'll get those on the air as well. Tonight, our guest is Kaitia King. She is a licensed cosmetologist, makeup artist, manicurist, esthetician, just an overall beauty guru. She also writes and edits her own beauty blog, Michelle Beauty, and she's here tonight. We're going to catch up with her to see what she's been up to. She's just here to just talk beauty with us tonight. Welcome to the show, Kaitia.
Thank you both so much for having me. I am honored that you asked me to come on again, and I'm happy to be here.
Oh, good. We're happy
Wonderful.
To have you.
So let's first first, before we catch up, if you could just kind of introduce, I mean, I know I told everyone, you know, what you do, but if you could just kind of, in your own way, just reintroduce yourself to our listening audience, because we've had some new listeners since the last time you've been on. So just kind of briefly reintroduce yourself and how are you, in whatever way you would like, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, as you all have already let everyone know, my name is Kaitia King. I am the founder and editor of a beauty blog called MichelleBeauty.com. I founded the blog in 2007, and the reason why I started the blog was to share hair care, skin care, and nail care education. I was actually nearing the completion of cosmetology school, and I was so excited about everything that I was learning, so excited about finally being able to follow my passion, that I started the blog as a way to just share what I was learning. And since then, the blog has grown and evolved into so much more. In addition to sharing all of the education, I also do product reviews. And I also have been given the opportunity to host events for a couple of brands. So the blog is ever evolving, and I'm so thankful and blessed.
Nice. So tell us, what have you been up to since the last time we spoke to you? And that's been a couple of years now.
Yeah, I think the last time we talked was about 3 years ago. And my primary focus has been on raising my son. I'm now married, and I have a 22-month-old son. Thank you. So he's been the focus of everything. He is priority, and everything, you know, comes after me taking care of him. But as you can see, I've also, you know, been maintaining the blog. It's been a challenge, but the blog is still up and running. And I'm still, you know, very much as passionate about, you know, all things beauty as I was before I had him. It's just that, you know, now it's a matter of prioritizing and, you know, just trying to find balance to do it all.
Let me ask you.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because, I mean, you said, you know, of course you have your son, but also you said you were married now. And so I know there are a lot of women out there who, you know, who are trying this for the first time. And, you know, they weren't fortunate enough to start blogging, you know, before they had kids or before they had a husband. So how do you manage to... keep up with it. I know you probably don't blog as much as you did before. I'm not sure. But how do you manage it all and still feel like you are giving your blog some attention?
Well, I'll have to be honest, and I'm still finding the answer to that question myself every single day. I mean, I don't know how I do it all. You know, sometimes I sit and think about, you know, the times when, you know, before I was married and before I had my son and all the free time I had and all the time I had in the world. And now, you know, just to squeeze 10 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour in here or there, it is such a challenge. But I think you make time for things you're most passionate about. I think basically that's the bottom line. So, you know, if you're passionate about it, you'll make time for it. It'll get done. You know, I have to, you know, let everybody know that, you know, there's sometimes where I'm traveling with little to no energy, lack of sleep. And most times I get to make it up, so I do find some balance there. But, you know, I definitely don't have this perfect life where, you know, I have time for this and an equal amount of time for that. it's just a matter of prioritizing and making time to do the things you're most passionate about.
Right. And what kind of advice would you give? I'm sorry.
Well, there's one more thing I wanted to add, and that's the fact that my husband is so very supportive. So without him, I'm not sure if I'd be doing all of this, and I'm being completely honest. So
yeah,
right.
To let everyone know that.
Well, what kind of advice would you give to working mothers in the beauty industry who, I mean, I know you're still trying to figure out the answer to the balance question, but is there anything that you would say to working mothers in the beauty industry to help them in answering that question as well?
I would encourage them to definitely find a good support system. So mm-hmm. whether it's family, friends, whether it's, you know, colleagues, coworkers, I think having a solid support system is key. I would also encourage them to, you know, not give up on their dream. You know, sometimes you can't have it all right at this very moment, but mm-hmm. I think in time, mm-hmm. things eventually do happen for you. So I would encourage, you know, them to stay focused and not give up.
Right. Now, in the beginning of the show, I said you were a licensed cosmetologist, esthetician, makeup artist, on and on and on. I know that you do your blog, but outside of mm-hmm. your blog, do you focus on any one of those in particular?
I'm not focused on any one of those in particular at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over time and as my career has progressed, you know, I was doing the hair, and then I moved on into aesthetics, you know, focusing on the skincare and waxing, and then I moved into makeup. So I've kind of been a little in each of those, mm-hmm. but right now I don't, you know, focus in one particular area.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Let's talk a little bit about your nail polish collection and how did that whole, because you are a licensed manicurist, correct?
Yes.
Or in your cosmetology license, you do nails. I'm just, couldn't remember if it
yep.
was something separate. Or, okay.
You are correct.
Okay. Because, I mean, I'm a licensed manicurist also, but I don't have a cosmetology license. I just went straight for nails. That was it.
Okay.
But I was going to ask you, how did that come about, you wanting to do a collection, or maybe it's something that all manicurists eventually in time want to do?
Well, I have to be honest. I've always, 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 always wanted to launch a collection of beauty
mm-hmm.
products. And this actually goes back to my days at Spelman when I was a chemistry major. And
mm-hmm.
I probably shared this on the last show. My senior year in college, my analytical chemistry course, my professor allowed us to do whatever we wanted to do for the final project. And so
mm-hmm.
a friend of mine and I wanted to examine the chemical composition of relaxers, live relaxers versus no live relaxers. You know, we wanted to get down into what the ingredients were. Why was one more caustic than the other? And if one was more caustic than the other, how in the world could the other one work if it wasn't using the same chemicals?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that was like my first entry into, you know, wanting to do beauty products from the aspect of creating it from scratch, formulating it. Being in a laboratory and really investigating the chemical composition and the formulation. So that goes back to my shaman days. And so then after I graduated, I've always wanted to do a collection of beauty products. And it just so happens I'm starting with nails, but I still want to do skincare. I want to do hair care. I want to do body care. So this nail collection is just the beginning.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So that's the beginning of a collection of items.
Exactly. Exactly.
Gotcha.
There definitely is more to come.
Gotcha. Now, I know back when my sister and I started the cosmetic line, I wanted to do, because I'm a manicurist, I wanted to do a collection of nail colors as well. But at the time, I thought it was just too much, you know, because the makeup by itself was enough. And that was back in, 99.
Mm-hmm.
How have things, okay, and I don't remember, how long ago was it when you started with the licensing, with your cosmetology license? I don't know how long ago that was. But
mm-hmm.
From the time when you started, how has things changed from what you've noticed in the nail care, on the nail care side of things?
Well, I've been licensed since 2006. So just
okay.
So everybody
okay.
knows, you know, I went to college, I've graduated, and I worked in quite a few different industries before I decided
mm-hmm.
to go to cosmetology school. So I was
mm-hmm.
a little bit older once I pursued, you know, my cosmetology license, my aesthetics license, et cetera. I've only been licensed since 2006.
Okay.
I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, this is a question I actually had earlier, if you could just kind of talk a little bit about what you did before you started in beauty, because, you know, there are so many people out there who are attorneys, who are, you know, I don't know, like we were accountants before we started the whole beauty industry thing. So I know there are people out there who are, you know, who have dreams of doing something else. And so I just kind of wanted people to hear a little bit about what you did before you started in the beauty industry.
Sure. Well, I finished Spelman College with a degree in chemistry. And right after college, I actually went on to consult for a technology consultant company.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I worked with the company for a couple of years. And then I moved out to California, and I worked in advertising.
Oh, nice.
So I was out in San Francisco, the Bay Area, for about 3 years. And got to work with two really great advertising agencies. And then I moved back out east, and I couldn't decide if I wanted to do an MBA or if I wanted to do a master's degree in something else. Mind you, I really, really wanted to go to cosmetology school, but I just, you know, I didn't have the courage or the nerve to really pursue it then, so I actually went to UPenn, and I did a post-bac in marketing management at the Wharton School. And then after that, I went to work for a television entertainment network.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been all over the place as far as, you know, different industries and just kind of, you know, exploring different career paths.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was then that I finally got the nerve up to really pursue my passion and go to cosmetology school. That's why I said earlier I was a little bit older
right.
when I finally decided to go. So,
right.
So, yeah, so that's the backstory behind that.
Yeah, and sometimes I think you find out that although, you know, you may have touched, you know, different, you know, you may have taken different steps before you actually got to where you are now, sometimes they all kind of connect in a way. It may not sound like it, but it sometimes they all do, like your chemistry degree, you know, they all connect in a way.
I definitely agree. I think that, you know, my background and experience and the training that I've received from working in the different industries and from my education mm-hmm. has definitely transferred over or is transferable over into what I'm pursuing right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful for the background and experience that I have because it's definitely helping me, helping guide this new venture.
Right, right. I think any type of experience in the corporate sector always works in business.
I agree.
Now, I'm noticing in the beauty industry when it comes to nail care that, you know, you have your well-known brands, your OPIs, your Essies, you know, your Oralies, and there are so many others. But I'm noticing a trend in a lot of natural polishes. You know, you have your vegan polishes. I see a lot of people, a lot of brands bringing those out, a lot of indie brands as well, a lot of five-free polishes. What is? Do you think that's a trend, or do you think that's a direction that that part of the industry is moving in?
I really hope it's not a trend. I hope it's a clear direction forward. My collection that I'm preparing to launch right now is a 5-3 collection. And for those listeners who don't know what 5-3 means, it simply means that there's no formaldehyde, there's no toluene, there's no DBP, there's no formaldehyde resin, and there's no camphor. Now, these chemicals have been linked to cancer. Formaldehyde is a carcinogen. They've been linked to birth defects. They've been linked to reproductive issues. And it's 2013. It's, you know, in my opinion, there's no reason why the formulations can't change. And there are a few brands out there that are 5-3, but I think the majority of the brands out there are 3-3. So they're only they only take out of their formulation the formaldehyde, the toluene, and the DBP. But why not take it a step further? Why not make the formulation 5-3?
Right.
My formulation is also cruelty-free, so it's not tested on animals. And then you mentioned the fact that a lot of formulations are vegan-friendly, which
mm-hmm.
just means that they're formulated with no animal byproducts. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in my opinion, I hope it's a clear direction, and I know for me and my brand, it's a clear it's a clear direction. You know, and it hits home personally for me because I remember when I was expecting my son. I mean, I don't even think I polished my nails for like the first 5 or 6 months. And simply because, you know, when you're expecting, you're that much more conscious about what you're putting in your body and what you're putting on your body, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you shouldn't be when you're not expecting or on any other day. But I know for me personally, I was that much more conscious. And so, you know, I did a lot of reading the labels and, you know, I just wasn't sure about a lot of nail polish brands, you know, and I wasn't really sure if they were properly disclosing. I mean, I would have some nail polish bottles that, you know, didn't really fully disclose the ingredients. And so that's just an example of, you know, why it's personal to me. And I also
mm-hmm.
breastfed my son exclusively for the first 12 months. And so there was no way on earth that, you know, I was going to take a chance with, you know, putting something on my body that could have some effect on him. So for me, 5-3 was the only way. If I couldn't do a formula that was not 5-3, then I was not going to do the collection.
Yeah.
At all.
Oh, okay. Nice. Just talk a little bit about your collection.
Excuse me?
Oh, no, I was asking you to speak a little bit about your collection.
About the collection? Well, the collection itself, and for those of you who follow me on Instagram or the blog or Facebook, you probably have seen me testing and swatching the different nail shades for the past couple of months because, you know, who better else to test it on than myself?
Right.
And also having blogs about nail polish for, like, the past 6-7 years, you know, I've had my fair share of testing hundreds of different nail polish collections. And so I knew for my collection, you know, in addition to it being fire-free, toxin-free, and cruelty-free, you know, I had to have a formulation that was easy to apply, 3 strokes, you should have your coat on. I had to have a formulation that was long wear. You know, I have a little one. My hands are always in water. My hands are always everywhere. You know, my hands aren't just sitting pretty, you know, by my side on my lap or what have you. So I had to make sure the formula was long wearing. And I had to make sure that, you know, it delivered high shine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it has to look beautiful. That's just a must. It's a given. So. And I do want to say that in addition to formulating the actual shades, the actual nail colors, it's important to know that the collection also includes a base coat and a top coat. And I want to mention that because they were formulated to work specifically with the nail shades. So for the perfect manicure, to achieve the best result or your desired result, you need to use the base coat along with the nail color, along with the top coat. They were created and formulated to work together. I don't encourage mixing and matching. And anybody who reads my blog, follows me on Twitter, follows me on Instagram, knows that I don't encourage mixing and matching of brands, whether it be skincare, hair care, and maybe, you know, that's due to my chemistry background because I believe that products are created and formulated and tested to work together.
Right.
Gotcha.
And so I always encourage people, you know, if you're looking for a skincare regimen, try the products in that brand first before you are running to Macy's and Sephora and, you know, trying to buy online, you know, this eye cream, this mask, this toner. Try the products in the line together for minimum 30 days, you know, to really see what works for you. And then, you know, seek other products, you know. And I will be the first to say that I know not every product in a skincare line works for everybody. So I've put that out there. I know that. But I think it's important to give the brand's regimen of products a chance. And so I say that to say, for the best desired results, it's recommended that you use the base coat along with the nail color, along with the top coat.
Now, how does I know you said, you know, it's long wear, but how does it wear on natural nails? Because I have natural nails, and, you know, sometimes a manicure can last a week. Sometimes a good week and a half. I mean, I do use my hands a lot, but sometimes I can, depending on which brand I use, I can get a manicure to last like a good week and a half before it starts like really chipping and starting to look disgusting. But, you know, natural nails and polish, they don't quite go together all the time.
Well, going back to, you know, just the photos that I've been posting of me swatching and testing the nail shades, I do have tips on, but I initially started testing the nail shades on my natural nails, and I find that you really need to use the base coat along with the nail color, along with the top coat. Like, You need to give yourself a full and thorough manicure. You need to give yourself, you need to give it time to dry. And before starting the manicure itself, you need to make sure the nail bed is free of, you know, the lotions, the cuticle oils, the creams.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be clean and dry and prepped for the base coat. And then I think you will see the results that you desire.
Okay.
And you know what? I think that's the key to all manicures on natural nails. I mean, you know, like this, you know, having long wearing polish, I think
mm-hmm.
that's the key, having a clean nail bed to start with.
Okay, so now that you all say that, let me ask this. Okay, how do you properly prepare the nails before the manicure? And then once you have a completed manicure,
mm-hmm.
is it necessary to touch up with a top coat, like, let's say, every few days?
Yes to the last part of that question. I would touch it up every couple of days, you know, before bed. Just to ensure, you know, that the nails are free of chipping and, you know, the nail polish is wearing down. I mean, the day-to-day activities, you know, it's only natural. It's only normal. So, yes, I would recommend touching it up.
I think me and touching up my nails before bed is not such a great idea because – in the morning, I'll have comforter prints on my nails in the morning.
Well, far
I'll
enough
fall asleep
advanced
before they dry.
Far enough in advance before you're actually going to go to sleep. But you know that time that you spend winding down and just preparing yourself for the next day. Now, as far as prepping the nails, you know, before application of the nail polish. You know, you want to make sure you give yourself a thorough manicure, or if you're going to a salon or spa, you know, the manicurist there will, you know, shape your nails. They'll push your cuticles back. I never recommend cutting cuticles because they're there for protection against bacteria and dirt, mm-hmm. and they're there for a reason. So I always recommend, you know, conditioning them properly. And then pushing them back. So you want to make sure, you know, your nails are shaped to whatever that desired shape is. Your cuticles are pushed back. You know, you may want to give yourself, you know, some type of paraffin treatment or exfoliation treatment. Those are always nice when they're included in a manicure.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before, you know, you're ready to actually start applying the polish, you want to make sure the nail bed itself is free of, you know, the oils, the creams, the lotions, et cetera.
Got you.
So, yeah.
So do you suggest any particular nail polish remover for natural nails? Because, you know, you have the acetone and you have the non-acetone. But I mean, for natural nails, you could use
either one.
But is there a preference?
I mean, I personally prefer the non-acetone.
Yeah.
You know, just because ingredient-wise, it's milder, it's easy on the nails, it's easier on the skin. But that's just my preference. You know, you never know what a salon or spa will have and will use, you know, on your nails, but hopefully it's a non-acetone formulation.
I didn't know which would be better as far as the prepping of the nails.
Either will work as far as prepping the nails, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know that you've probably heard, you know, take an acetone formulation to prep the nails right before the nail polish, but either will work.
Yeah, I always buy non-acetone.
Let me ask you, I know you said that the nail polish collection is like the first of your collection of products, but in your nail polished line, will you have things like cuticle oils and polish removers and that kind of thing, or is it going to be strictly nail polishes?
Actually, the treatment products, you know, the cuticle oils, the nail straighteners, the nail hydrators are coming soon. But with the debut collection, there will be 7 nail shades, and then there will be a top coat and a base coat. But the treatments are coming soon, and I'm actually working on developing a non-acetone nail polish remover wipe as well. So those are in the works.
Okay, so you said 7 shades, correct?
7 shades plus a top coat and a base coat.
Both top and base. Okay.
Now, can you tell us how much they will retail for, or do we have to wait?
That you'll have to wait on. but what I will share and what I will encourage listeners to do is to visit shopmichellebeauty.com, www.shopmichellebeauty.com. There you can sign up for VIP access and be the first to actually see the nail collection. You'll be the first to know when it launches. You'll be the first to see the shades. You'll be the first to be able to order it. And I will also say that the nail collection is launching in October.
Okay, so I signed up already, so I'm waiting anxiously.
Yay! Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Oh boy,
waiting.
Gonna make us wait October. Okay.
I know. I know. I couldn't keep it to myself any longer. I mean, it's just it's so exciting, and to see it, you know, actually come to life. I just, you know, I couldn't keep it to myself any longer. So, so that's what I have to share at this point. But as we progress and get closer to October, I will definitely,
And the collection, the name of it?
Oh, it's Michelle Luxury Nail Lacquer. And the debut collection is called the Fashion Week collection.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
The debut collection pays homage to Fashion Week and the beauty that goes on backstage. Yeah, which is, you know, one of my favorite times of the year, twice a year, and something that, you know, as a blogger and as a licensed beauty professional, I absolutely love, love, love being in the midst of and being able to experience it and witness it and then seeing everything come to life on the runway. So that's inspiration for the debut collection.
So let me ask you, do you have or will you be having some type of launch event for this nail collection?
I will definitely have a launch event in October, and I will definitely, you know, make sure everyone knows. I definitely want to celebrate the launch.
Okay. Well, let us know. We'll definitely try our best to be there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. So on
very
to, because I know you've tested lots of products, lots of skincare products to be exact. So I was wondering, because since we're like kind of in between seasons now, we're about to transition out of the summertime.
Right.
Thank gosh. So, like, what are some of the steps that you like to take when you're transitioning from like one season to the next, specifically from, you know, this summer to the fall, and what are some of the products that you like to use? Because we do see a difference in our skin from one season to the next.
You're absolutely correct. Your skin changes as the seasons change. So from summer transitioning into fall, you'll see a change. And then from fall transitioning into winter, you'll also see a change. But before I even jump into that, I like to stress the importance of really getting to the basics and knowing your skin type.
Right.
You know, are you dry? Are you combination? Are you oily? So first thing first, know your skin type. And then secondly, make sure you're using products for your skin type. And this is before we even get into transitioning from one season to the other. Make sure you're using products for your specific skin type. And then make sure you're using them consistently. So, you know, before you go to bed, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it's so important before you go to bed because you want to make sure you take off your makeup. You probably want to do a double cleanse because you probably have got your moisturizers and sunblock and then whatever makeup you've had on for the day. So you want to make sure you're properly taking it off and you're properly cleansing your skin. So that's first and foremost, knowing your skin type, buying products for your skin type, and being consistent with your skincare regimen. And then we move on into transitioning from one season and to the other. I think what's important when you're transitioning, and this all, you know what, is contingent upon your skin type. Honestly, as far as, like, product recommendations, you know, I see people move into heavier moisturizers because we're going to lose a lot of moisture in the air as we transition into fall and as we transition into winter.
Right.
So, you know, you'll need to replace that. But I will stress that, you know, you want to keep up your exfoliation regimen, whether it's once a week, twice a week, three times a week. That's all contingent upon your skin type. And I also see people with combination skin type, you know, they're super oily in the summer. And so, like, for instance, the mask that they use, they'll use a clay-based or a mud-based mask. But when they transition into fall and winter, they'll move into a gel-based mask because they want that that additional moisture. So there are different types of masks depending on your skin type and depending on your skin's needs. So those are just, you know, examples.
Right. And there are a lot of women out there who don't know what kind of mask they need because, again, they don't know their skin type. And those are two important pieces of information that I always suggest to clients, again, is knowing your skin type and using the product specifically for your skin type. So I was so happy that you mentioned that because that's very important because you could, you know, you could be over-drying your skin or adding extra moisture to your skin that your skin doesn't need, you know, because you're not sure of your skin type and you're just going into the store and just buying products.
Right.
Because you think you need a moisturizer.
There's one thing, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but there's one thing I would add, and it's, if you are unsure, you know, it might be worth it to, you know, pay a visit to an esthetician or even to see a dermatologist because they'll definitely get down to the bottom of, you know, your skin type and your skin's issues and your skin's needs. And, you know, oftentimes you find it's worth the investment.
Yeah, that was going to be my next thing. If nothing else, at least, you know, seeing an esthetician and getting a facial. And that, I mean, that is definitely a start right there.
Right. I like to encourage, I mean, and I'm biased. I'm a licensed esthetician. I think facials are, like, the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world. And so I try to encourage people to make it, you know, a part of their regimen, you know, do it monthly. Like, take your lunch, you know, whatever you need to do to save up, they're so worth it. And, you know, nothing beats the professional cleansing. It's a deeper cleanse than what you would do at home, and exfoliation treatment, and you know, the extractions and the mask. In addition to it just being just a great pampering experience.
Right.
But again, I'm biased. I will acknowledge that. But everyone should get one.
It's true. It's true, because I think women are spending so much money on cosmetics because they're covering up what they can't fix. And the only reason they can't fix it is because they're, you know, they're just uneducated about what's going on with their skin. And if they just had just a little bit of education about their own skin, then they wouldn't spend so much money trying to cover up. I know it's crazy coming from a makeup artist to say that, but I'm an esthetician as well. So my thing is always going to be skin first. I think we need to really take a look at you know, fixing our skin issues instead of covering it up with so much makeup.
I totally agree. I totally, totally, totally agree with you, with everything you just said. So, yes.
I mean, cosmetics can just be fun. You know, we don't mind, you know, playing with the colors. And even if you have to use foundation and the powders, that's all great. But, you know, we don't need so much of it.
I agree. I agree.
Let me ask you one thing, Katia, going back to the nails. Can you give us, like, some of your, just some tips on just how to keep our nails just healthy, our natural nails healthy?
The first and probably the most important tip that I can share is we really have to pay attention to, you know, our diets, and we really need to make sure we're exercising, we're drinking enough water, we're getting enough fresh greens, whether it be spinach, kale, romaine, whatever your preference is, because the health of your, and this is true for your hair, your skin, your nails, what we can see the evidence of your diet, basically, when we look at your nails, when we look at your skin, when we look at your hair. So diet is like number one. You want to make sure you're eating a balanced diet. You want to make sure you're drinking enough water, you're exercising. You may, you know, need to supplement your diet with supplements, and that would be a discussion between you and your doctor, of course. But that's like my number one tip, first and foremost. You want healthy nails. Your healthy nails are in direct relation to the diet and your exercise, so it's so important that you maintain a proper diet and maintain, you know, consistent exercise.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me. Where do you see your brand going from here?
Well, I definitely see the brand going global. The brand will be available on the shopmichellebeauty.com website. And it will be sold by independent salons and spas. And it will also be sold by major retailers. So I definitely see the brand going global. I see the brand expanding. So next step will definitely be the treatments we discussed earlier. And then, you know, it will expand into, you know, additional color cosmetics, skin care, hair care, and body care, for sure.
All right. Nice. Let me ask you, what do you think about, because, you know, social media is so, you know, big now. What do you think about, or how do you feel about the way social media is going, and how do you plan to incorporate social media with the plans that you have for the growth of your brand?
Well, I mean, I think that social media is vital to the growth of the brand. I mean, there's no way I would launch a product and not have a social media plan in place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very much a part of the overall marketing plan. I definitely plan to use it as much as I can and try to use it as effectively as I can to share the products, to engage. I think it's important to talk to consumers, potential consumers, and find out, whether they like the product, what they want to see different about the product, if they have requests for new products. So social media as a whole is vital to the success
mm-hmm.
of this brand.
Definitely, definitely. And where can we find you online?
You can find me on every social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram. I'm at Michelle Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
The blog URL is michellebeauty.com. And the coming soon e-commerce site is at shopmichellebeauty.com.
And that's M-I-S-C-H-O Beauty?
That's correct.
Okay. I want to make sure they got that because I know how I am. I'll be adding letters to it and wondering why I can't find you.
Can't find it, right.
So that's M-I-S-C-H-O Beauty.
Beauty, right.
Okay. Michelle Beauty. And I remember you saying October, but you don't have a date yet for October, or you'll just announcement later?
We're actually looking at October 15th.
Okay.
But there could be a chance that the launch could be sooner.
Oh, okay.
So what I will just say for now is that go to shopmichellebeauty.com and sign up. And we'll definitely keep you updated.
Gotcha.
Yes, we'll be the first to know. Have signed up for us.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you taking out the time. I know you're a busy mom and a busy businesswoman. So taking out the time to join us tonight. So we really appreciate it.
Well, I want to thank you all again for having me. It's an honor. And I'm thankful. I want you both to know that I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, good luck with everything. I'm sure it's going to be a success. I can't wait to try the polishes. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. And
I know. I'm
looking
so
forward
excited.
To see what else you're going to bring out down the road. I know
okay.
It all takes time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. So for those of you who are listening tonight, if you like tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. Again, we're not having a show next Sunday night. We will be in Seattle shooting with the fabulous Sue Bryce. So we're excited about that. So we'll be traveling back when the show was supposed to be on. So check out some of the old shows that you may have missed. Tell everyone else about Beauty Talk, and then join us back here on the 15th of September, where our guest will be James Vincent of the Powder Group, and he's going to be talking about the Artist Summit that's taking place in October and a little bit about the Makeup Show Orlando, which will be taking place at the end of this month. So, again, join us back here on September 15th for that show. And you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram for updates on our shows and our show schedule as well. So I'll turn it over to my sister if she has anything else to say before we leave.
Again, you can follow us on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. You can follow us on Twitter. It's just at beauty talk. And I think that's it. Yeah,
on
or
Facebook,
you can follow
it's Beauty Talk Online.
Yes.
All right.
I always forget Facebook.
Thank you guys again for listening, and everyone have a wonderful night and a wonderful holiday tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.